is over, and Tati has gone on ahead to the house. But I'm going to sit here behind the bima until that old Rebyakiv leaves. Tati won't be worried about me, because I usually go to Gabbai Klabashnik's house after Meiriv. But this time I'm waiting right here. I must find out the truth about the magic yarmulke.
Ah, well, I think it's time to go. Baruch Hashem, I learned a lot today of Torah and Mishnayos and Gemara and everything else. And now I'm on my way to do my special work.
Oh, boy, he's finally leaving. I must move quietly and follow him. Shh, Sevi, Leman Hashem, don't make any loud noises and ruin the whole thing. Shh. Oops. Shoo. I don't think he heard me. Oh, there he goes. He just left. Here I go, right after him. My search for the magic yarmulke goes on. I've been following old Reb Yaakov for about 8 blocks. And boy, does he walk fast for an old man. I can't figure out where he's going. He turned into that alleyway behind that old fruit store. I hope I didn't lose him. Matter of fact, I hope I didn't get lost myself. I'll wait behind this mailbox to see if he comes out. It's already 6 minutes, and Reb Yaakov still hasn't come out. I should have known the whole thing was a made-up story. Like everyone said, the Reb Yaakov is just an elderly yid, and the magic yarmulke is just a miser that someone dreamed up. I suppose I'll never get my wish to own a real magic yarmulke. Lech ananya yom tov li baketz Nellen Bogenstein on the tape. I might as well turn around and go home.
Yum, 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 yum.
Wait.
Yum, 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 yum.
What's that sound? No. It can't be.
Yum, 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 yum,
I hear it, but I don't believe it. It's that tune. It's those words. It's that voice. Coming from that dark alleyway behind that old broken-down fruit store. It's Reb Yaakov. But now he's dressed just like the old man on the tape cover. And he's pushing an old decrepit yarmulke car with a red umbrella. Just exactly like the picture on my tape. So he really is the one I'm searching for. He really is Yanko the Yarmulke Man. Yanko, Yanko the Yarmulke Man. It's really you. You really are Reb Yaakov. Just as I thought. It's really all true after all.
Oh no, I'm caught. I've been discovered. My identity has been identified. My cover has been blown off. And I've been seen doing my routine. I fear this is the end of my career. Now everyone will know who I am and what I do. I knew I should have gone to visit my grandfather after my rev. I didn't go, and now I'm paying for it.
Oh, Yanko, you don't have to worry. I won't tell anyone that I met you. You can't really trust me. Oh, it's just too good to be true. The real Yanko the Yarmulke Man.
Say, it's that little boy from the shul who's always coming over to me. So you're the culprit that found me. Now, how will I be able to continue giving a magic yarmulke to the kids that are downtrodden and decrepit and dejected and depressed and feel sad and not so good and rotten about everything if everyone knows who I am? Oy, oy, oy.
Oh, Yanko, I give you my word. Believe me there. No one will find out about you. I won't tell a soul.
Oy. Baruch Hashem! That's what I was hoping to hear. Now I can go on with my captivating career with happiness and cheer and go far and near without any fear that people may hear about who I am and where I appear. Do I make myself clear?